Don Mackay, the immediate past president, had indicated that he would step aside, and so I put my hand up to be the new president.
What do you think the significance is of being a woman in that position for the first time?
To be honest, it's never been an issue that I've been a woman. Feedlotting is an industry that's attracted quite a lot of women. There are women managers of feedlots, women owners of feedlots. It's never been a council where I've felt any different, or so it's actually a fantastic industry to be in as a woman. So it's certainly not an issue for me that I'm the first woman president. It just is.
Perhaps some other rural industries might be able to look to the example of yours.
Possibly, but I actually think women are becoming more and more visible, and more women are taking on these roles.
What are some of the challenges facing the feedlot industry at the moment in Australia?
At the moment, probably looking to our immediate future will be supply of cattle and supply of good quality cattle as well. I think that's our immediate issue, just to have a guarantee of the supply of cattle going into feedlots.
Because prices are very high at the moment, aren't they? Is it sustainable?
I'm not sure if it is. Prices did need to rise. Producers needed to be paid more for their product. We absolutely understand that. And as a vital part of the beef supply chain, producers needed to get a genuinely good price for their product. I'm not sure if the significant rise is sustainable into the future, though.
What are some of your priorities now as President of ALFA?
For many years now, I've chaired the Animal Health and Welfare Committee, and so that will continue to be a priority of mine. Continuing the legacy of the presidents who've gone before me, which is to raise the visibility of our industry, the importance that the feedlot industry, the importance that of their place in the supply chain, that producers and processors recognise what role we play within the supply chain. Emphasising that is important to me.